It's time for a new episode of Hold the Mic with Jenna and Lexi.
Hold the mic.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Hold the Mic. Today is a little bit different. It's actually very exciting. You'll kind of see in just a second, but this is Jenna. We are doing things a little different this time around, but I just we're going to skip segments today because I really just want to get into this episode. I have a really cool interview that we're doing. But first, I just really wanted to shout out a Boise State alumni wide receiver, Khalil Shakir. He just got drafted to the NFL by the Buffalo Bills. Fifth round, 148th pick of the 2022 NFL draft. It's really, really exciting. He actually is from my hometown. He's from Murrieta, California. And we were actually crosstown rivals in high school. Like, my high school hated his team. His high school hated our team. But really, really cool that this was able to be the case for him. So I'm really excited to be able to watch him play in Buffalo this season. But without further ado, so today's guest is all five of the mainline seniors from my dance team at Boise State. So we have all of the seniors. There's five of them, and they were all fourth years on the team, which is super exciting. So we're just going to get straight into it. Let's just start off with everyone say your name, where you're from, and what your plans are after this weekend, school, career, whatever. So Steph, we'll start with you.
Hey, everyone. I'm Stephanie Coddins. I am from Eagle, Idaho, and I am a fourth year senior captain on the team, co-captain. After this weekend, I am working in McCall as a bartender this summer, and then I plan on trying out for NBA dance teams in September. And then if I make one of those teams, I will move away and do that for a year and then go to graduate school for physical therapy.
Woo!
Okay. Hi, so I'm Megan Bradley, and I'm also from Eagle, Idaho, and after this weekend, I am going to continue nannying for the summer and then go back to school for the fall because I didn't graduate. But now I get to walk with Jenna.
Yeah, December grads.
I love it. Hey, guys, it's Lexi. I'm here. Don't worry. As you know, I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. This summer I'm going to be moving home, traveling with family, and then I have a really cool opportunity with dance choreography as part of an agency that my high school dance coach started. So I'll get to travel, do dance choreography, and keep dancing and get to kind of do what I love. And then we'll kind of see what my future holds after that. Might come back to Boise, might move somewhere else. We'll kind of see.
Hey, guys. my name is Caitlin Kaczynski, and I am also from Las Vegas. This summer, I'll be spending time with my family before heading to down south. I'm going to the University of Alabama to obtain my master's in athletic training. So I'm super excited about that, but hopes to work for the NFL one day. So that's what I'll be doing.
Roll Tide.
Hi, everyone. My name is Emerson Toon. I'm from Gilbert, Arizona, but originally from Toronto, Canada. Been in Boise for 4 years now. Spent 4 years on the team with these lovely gals. My fourth and final year, I'm co-captains with Stephanie, and after this weekend, I plan on going into audiology. So I actually signed my first job offer yesterday.
What?
Yeah, and so I got hired at an audiology clinic, and I'll be working as a hearing instrument specialist trainee until October, and preparing slash assuming slash hoping that I pass my board certification exam the first time, I will be a full licensed practitioner in October.
Wow, Emmy, that's so exciting.
Thank
Where's
you.
The job at?
In Glendale, Arizona.
That's so
So
exciting.
My commute is going to be about an hour, 15 minutes, so I really think I'm going to become a podcast person, hence why I was so excited for today.
I love it.
But yeah, I'm going to have a lot of alone time in a car, so.
Like an hour there and an hour back.
Oh, absolutely. But that's okay, because I've never had the opportunity to do that, like to not do anything for an hour, but just drive. So I'm like, I think it's going to be like a peaceful time for me. But if we have any recommendations outside of Hold the Mic, I'm going to need to fill lots of time.
Okay, good. I got you. Huge podcast girl. So Lexi is on the opposite side today of this whole interview thing. Usually we are on the same side interviewing our people, but we decided to kind of switch it up a little bit. But so Lex, looking back on all 4 years spent as a mainline dancer, what is one moment that will forever stand out for you?
Oh my gosh. Ooh,
good question.
I feel like it's really hard to pin it down to one. I mean, there were just so many fun memories with football and stuff, but I know. So hip hop finals this year at Nationals, last time on stage for all five of us. And we were like in the middle of the routine, and it's a point where like I'm in the front and then I like run around to the back.
The curtain part?
Yes.
Yeah,
the curtain.
The curtain part.
Hot girl summer. And
obviously.
And so I'm running to the back, and I literally just for a second had the biggest smile on my face because I was like, this is so freaking cool. And I'm like, this is the last time you get to do something like this. And I just had like so much fun up there. So I would definitely say that moment, like literally the biggest smile. And then we like got to the front and I got back into character. But it's like I literally just had the biggest grin on my face. Mm-hmm. It was so fun.
I just got full body chills. You said that was actually all of our last times competing.
Yeah.
Which is like wild, mm-hmm. which is so crazy. But I mean, it was such a good Nationals trip, which I actually kind of want to get more into. Caitlin, so national season obviously is huge for mainline. It's insane. And competing at the national level, two dances. How has it been seeing the program since like your first time dancing in Daytona at NDA Nationals as a freshman versus your last time as a senior?
You know, that's a very good question. Just because coming in as a freshman, this program's grown a lot. And I know that us five, like, we shaped this program into what we wanted it to be from our experiences freshman year. I've never competed like with a high school or a college. So like going to a competition like NDA, I did not know what to expect freshman year. I was more of a comp kid than like obviously a sideline kid, which most of you know. But it was like, I don't know, it was very unreal. And to come in like Boise State, like hasn't gone in a long time, and like to get the places that we did freshman year is pretty like impactful. And then obviously COVID year hit and we were all devastated, but it's also a blessing in disguise. But and then junior year, I think that was a really big learning lesson for us and kind of like shaping like where we wanted to be for senior year. But I guess like to look at the progression of this program, I think it's insane just like the dedication that we have and the dedication that people like have coming in. This obviously like this year is by far my favorite year, like no shade to the other years, but we like had the choreography, like we had like the right people in our corner, like we had each other. So, I don't know. It's just like kind of, I've never had an experience like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so you mentioned the whole studio versus sideline background. Steph, correct me if I'm wrong. You're a studio kid.
I am a studio kid.
What was that like adjustment like for you?
So Megan and I both, we had never held a pom-pom before. Mm-hmm. And at Boise State, you do half comp and half sideline. And so we kind of came in pretty blind to that. We were on our high school dance team, but even that, our high school was all studio kids. And our coach, our high school coach was our studio coach. So there was not much difference there. I don't know. I think it was just... I didn't know how to hold the pom-pom. I didn't know there was like a bar in between that you had to grab. I didn't know how to rally. I didn't know. It took me probably a month to learn the words to the fight song. Like I don't know. It was a big adjustment. But now, like, sideline and football season is like my all-time favorite. That's like mm-hmm. memories I will never forget. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was a studio kid too. Mm-hmm.
And Emmy, you competed. What competition you guys go to?
So... in high school, we did a lot of regional competitions okay. within Arizona. And a lot of my competitions, they were not any genres of dance outside of pom. So my pom team in high school competed. Okay. I mean, we were not very good. I had an absolute blast. It was a big, like, learning curve. But it was me and my seven best friends. And we were the pom team. But I think when I look back at like my dance career before Boise State, I think of my dance team in high school, which was separate than pom, but it was a student led club that like you got to choreograph your own pieces. We had showcases. We performed at assemblies, and like it was very much so centered around like your artistic values, which I think I really appreciated. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's how I got to start and end my day in high school every single day. And POM, we were on the sidelines in high school. I was familiar with that. And competition was just something, since it was a completely new program when I started. Competition was like on the up and rise. So I was in that position in like the very beginning stages of it. But there's just nothing can compare to what the Boise State Spirit Squad does for the school. Like, it is beyond measure, and like you cannot compare it to anything else that you've done previously. It's so special.
Mm-hmm. And you guys had the opportunity to go to basketball's like tournament and everything for Mountain West. Lex, yes. What was that like for you guys this year?
It was such a crazy week. Besides our first night being in like the most ratchet.
Wait, can you talk about it?
Yes. Okay, so Alexis Park, Caitlin knows this, but Alexis Park is like a hotel, but it has a convention center. Like, we used to compete there as kids. But it is like in a weird part of,
it's off of
like
the strip.
Vegas. Yeah, it's like off the strip. So it's just like, I don't know. But we get into our rooms, and we like, there's bugs everywhere. Like, it's just nasty. The cabinets are falling off of everything. We pulled back the sheets on our bed, and just like spiders are crawling.
Oh my God.
Everywhere. But it's okay. We only stay there one night. I literally wanted to cry because I was like, my house is literally 15 minutes mm-hmm. from here. But mm-hmm. besides that, like, the week was just so much fun. Like, we cheered on our women's team the first day. I think we were all exhausted from the bus. I felt so bad. But they ended up, unfortunately, losing and kind of going back home. But then cheering on our men's team, like, I think we all can say, like, our cortisol levels were so high that week because it's so stressful because you can only, like, do so much. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really up to, like, the team playing. But sitting there, like, you obviously want them to win. Mm-hmm. So it was just, it was so much fun but so stressful at the same time. But then when they won, I just remember, like, literally standing up so fast. I was, like, the first person on the court, like, running. I think I, like, knocked
like, there's still time on the clock. Yeah.
I think I, like, knocked into a ref or something. Like, the opposing team was trying to get off. Like, they were not happy. But it was just so much fun. We were dancing in the confetti. I kept some of the confetti with me. I still have it.
Me too.
I put it in a Ziploc bag, and I'm going to keep it forever. But it was such a fun week. I felt like, honestly, because we were cheering basketball that week, but then us five and Keely, we went to my old studio where mm-hmm. I grew up dancing to practice for nationals.
Yeah.
Because we still had nationals. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I felt like that's where, at least for me, I know like a lot of us felt the same way, but that's where things started to pivot for me with national season, was just that week. And I felt so much better connected to our coach Kelsey and our coach Eric. I felt like I was improving, like full outs were getting easier. I felt clean when I was dancing. Like, that week was so much fun basketball mm-hmm. and like sideline wise, but it was such like a pivot moment for us six when it came to comp season two. Mm-hmm. And so it was really nice that we were able to be able to practice and stuff like that. So I think it was a huge week of growth for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that was probably my week too. I mean, of course, like the team was split in half, which was really weird.
Yeah.
Which was very strange too, because I feel like going in a national season, you never want like your team to be apart. You
yeah.
know? You're like making changes in Vegas, sending us videos, and we're working on it here. And then, you know, all this kind of stuff. But I feel like even though we were apart as a unit, it was almost like we all were like, okay, like, this is what we've got. We're going to come together and do it.
Yeah.
Which almost made it all more rewarding. But on the subject of basketball, Steph, I kind of want to dive into a little bit more about, like, your plans after school.
Oh, yeah. So this last summer, we went to Pro Action, which is where you kind of go and learn all your routines for football and basketball season. And a lot of pro teams go to that as well. And I had talked to a lot of the choreographers and pro team coaches there, and they had asked, like, are you going to go pro? And I previously was like, oh, probably not. I'll probably go to more school for PT. And then I started to think about it, and I was like, I do not want to be done with dance. Like, I am so not ready to be done. I could keep going for so much longer. And so I looked into it more, and I kind of chose NBA versus NFL because NFL is more sideline and POM. And as we know, that's not really my background. So I decided to go the MBA route, which is more hip hop, stylized dance. And I think I'm going to try out for Portland, Boston, and Miami, maybe Atlanta too. I really, really, really like Portland's dance team. I think their style is kind of exactly what I'm looking for. Portland's not really the area I was choosing to go to, but like their team is so amazing that I would go there just for that. Mm-hmm. They haven't released any tryout information, but in the years past, tryout has been in like August, September. So I plan on doing that. And then fingers crossed, I make a team and go do that for a year. And then if I love it, I'll keep doing it. But I would like to go back to school for getting my PhD in physical therapy. So
that is so exciting.
I know.
This is something I've been fangirling about it for so long for you.
I know. Everyone, all my coaches and parents are going to get like jersey shirts that say my name on it. Like none of the players.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't care.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm like, you pick a number. That's what I'll get for you, jersey.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for you.
I'm not ready to be done with dance, so.
No, and I feel like it fits you so well. Like, just NBA in general fits you so well.
Yeah.
And Steph gets to go to pro action with me this year. I'm so excited.
I know. I was actually offered to go as a coach just to kind of make more connections there with some of the pro coaches.
So. I'm so excited. I know. It makes me so happy. So, kind of shifting gears just a little bit. Stel, you are in the nursing program at Boise State. You're doing 4.5 years, which is very impressive. It's very exciting. But juggling mainline with how demanding our schedule is, as well as nursing with how demanding that schedule is, how do you kind of balance the two?
Okay, so definitely no sleep and lots of caffeine, and I got an emotional support cat. But I've had to miss a bunch of practices here and there, and Coach Kells is very understanding, and she understands that we are student athletes and student comes first most of the time.
Except during nationals.
Yeah. Yeah, except during nationals and athlete students. But yeah, I just had to miss some practices, and obviously we're here to get an education, but you always have to make up what you miss and come back knowing it.
Mm-hmm. And then can you tell everyone what you're kind of going into specialty-wise?
Yes. So I am really excited. So we got to put in a suggestion for preceptorship. So like the nurses that will shadow in the department we want to be in. So I suggested to be in labor and delivery, and then postpartum being my second. So I hope I get that. We won't find out till August, but I really want to be a labor and delivery nurse because I really just like seeing the moment where people get to meet their baby for the first time, or like have their first kid and like get to grow their families or another kid, and their previous kids get to meet their siblings, and I think that's just really special, and I want to be a part of that.
That is so cute, Meg.
I know, and I feel like a lot of people, it's like, oh, my labor and delivery nurse will like forever have a special place
in
my heart.
Yeah, everyone says it. The nurses either make it or break it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I can make
hopefully you
it.
Do good.
Well, and you're good with kids too, like little babies. Like you're so good at that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've always loved little babies.
And I think you're destined for this. Can you tell everyone what you wanted to be when you were a child?
Oh yeah, when I was younger, I always said I wanted to be a baby doctor, but meaning like I wanted to deliver babies. Aww. And then it's kind of come full circle.
That's so cute.
I know. I think it's so cute. I was like, I want to be a fashion designer.
I said dolphin trainer until like middle school.
Absolutely.
I'm like, I'll work at SeaWorld. And then there was a big scandal with SeaWorld, and I was like, maybe not.
It's okay. I said astronaut, and then NASA went downhill, so it's okay.
I said I wanted to dance for Justin Bieber.
So. No way.
Hey, you could. Sometimes they hire NBA people.
I mean, what did you want to do?
Such a good question. Still kind of trying to figure it out. I feel like I've always said from such a young age that I'm going to be a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Some people were put on this world to do one thing for 45 years. And I think that, you know, kudos to you. Like, that is amazing. I have just always seen myself filling all of these different shoes. Like, I'm going into audiology. I'm going to run that course for as long as, like, my story was supposed to be written out for. And then I'm going to be at home with my kids. And then after mm-hmm. that, like, who knows? Maybe I'll open up a dance studio. Who knows? Maybe I'll, I don't know, pick up some random hobby or passion. You know, like, you just never really know. So I kind of feel like I was always meant to do more than just one thing. So as a kid, I pretty much said everything that my eyes crossed. It was like, oh yeah, I'll do that. Oh yeah, I could totally do that. Mm-hmm. So I don't really think I have one answer.
That's cute.
Are you, by the way, are you planning on being in Gilbert even if you're going to be working in Glendale?
Yes. So the initial plan will be to move back home with the parents, which is not a bad thing at all. I think being out
like
of
nothing
state,
wrong with that.
Being out of state for 4 years, you know, there were definitely a lot of family occasions and family quality time things that I feel like I missed out on. Not that I wish I was anywhere different than Boise, because Boise has treated me so well. But I think being at home, having that quality time is like something really special. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to think I'll be somewhere in and around Gilbert, but definitely going to be settling in Arizona.
Good. I love it. Caitlin, I kind of want to dive in a little bit more to University of Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide forever. Seriously.
Okay, hit me with it.
So just kind of going into when you get there, where will you be working? What will you be doing?
Okay, so I head down there in August. So my first clinical rotation, I'm with their cheer and dance team. There's over 80 athletes on their team. So unlike our team, we have cheer, dance, and mascot. They have co-ed cheer, all-girl cheer, dance, and mascot. But then aside from that, they have like the Crimsonettes and the flag, like the flag and band. I won't be working with them specifically, but I'll be at every home game in the fall. So that's super exciting, and potentially get to travel with them. But that's what my clinical like route will be. And then I have class from 9:30 to 12:30 every day, which isn't bad. So I'm going to try to get a job, hopefully at a dance studio or like a nanny. But I'll go down there early for their fall camp. I'm really happy that I got cheer and dance, cause I was kind of freaking out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because like being here for 4 years and like being on the sideline and like getting to do what like I love to do, I had like a identity crisis. And so when they were like, well, like, cause how it worked is when I accepted, I put like my top three sports that I wanted to work with at Alabama.
Which are what?
My first one was football, duh. And then second one was baseball, and then third one was gymnastics. And then they're like, in my interview, because you have every semester you're gonna have like a clinical, I guess like meeting with the person. Like it's really cool because they check on like where you want to be in the future. So like obviously
cool.
I would love to work in the professional field of NFL. I'll take MLB or NHL too. Mm-hmm. But like they gear your clinicals towards that route, so that's super cool. Like what they do. But they're like, hey, like, I'm so sorry. Like, we don't have any openings. Like, we're not giving anyone because I'm a first year MSAT student, like in their cohorts. Like, I'm their first cohort at the University of Alabama. So they didn't give anyone football. Baseball, I wanted to be in season. And then gymnastics was already taken. And they're like, well, we put you at cheer and dance. I hope you're happy with that. And I was like, thank gosh.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what like it'll look like for me in the fall. So.
That's so exciting.
I just want to add that Boise State did not give us an athletic trainer our senior year. So Miss Alabama, Caitlin, was our athletic trainer. She was taping Izzy's foot and ankle. Just any injuries. Like, Tal had a concussion. I'm pretty sure Caitlin helped with that.
So can you help me?
Like, yeah, I can help you. I'm like, Miss Alabama, my knee hurts.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
So Caitlin's going to kill it at Bama because she's been practically our athletic trainer for, I'll be like, this hurts. She's like, that's your blah, 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 blah bone or muscle or joint. And I'm like, okay,
fix it. No, I'm so excited for you. And honestly, I think it's such a great, great fit. And it helps with like, we love Travis. Travis is our old athletic trainer, but it's hard. Like when we would go in and we're like, oh yeah, we did this today. And so now this is hurting. And he's like, what the hell? Is that? You know? He's like, I don't know what you're doing. He just hated rubber bands. That's really all that he did. But it'll be nice for you to like have a general understanding of it as well. And then be like, oh, of course that's hurting because of this.
Yeah. I'm with two other students. They're in their undergraduate program. So athletic training used to be an undergraduate degree, but they had to take it away starting this year. Boise State took it away a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm with a second year and a third year. Their both names are Bailey, which is super ironic, but that's my sister's name too. So that'll work out fine. But I'm with two undergrads and then I'm the master's student. So there's three of us. And then I'm assuming that will be assigned to like one team each. But I'll be at all their practices, all their games. They do go to UCA. So I'll watch all that stuff in the fall. So it'll be super cool.
That is so exciting. I'm so excited for you.
Thanks, me too.
Tell Nick Saban hi for me.
Oh, I saw him at A-Day and I was like,
you're famous.
Like, you are an icon.
Yeah, I saw Bryce Young too, and I was like,
oh, no, nope.
Heisman winner.
That's hilarious. So Steph and Em, you guys are both our captains this year. What would you consider something to be rewarding from this past season, and what was something that was more difficult?
Wow, that is a loaded question. I think we have had a really unique position this year, really coming out of COVID, truthfully, in the sense that this was the first season that Steph and I were able to do what we wanted to do when we wanted to do it. And they're really, not that there was nothing standing in our way, but I really feel like we were able to really use our position of leadership to help the team, and there was not anything standing in our way. I think the most rewarding part for me was being able to implement the structure and schedule that I feel like we needed to be on track to reach those goals that all five of us had talked about. And so really knowing after competition season that we were able to implement everything that we wanted to, and we did everything we could to do our absolute best, that in itself, I think, was probably one of the most rewarding experiences. Just knowing that we did everything we could in the position that we were put in to do the best for everyone around us, do the best for Boise State, do the best for ourselves, and go execute the way that we did on the nationals floor. And the third placements that we received, I think, were very well deserved. And I couldn't have done it without Steph. So.
So for me, I think first of all, the hardest part for me was as soon as I got that position, I had started to put like so much pressure on myself to like, how am I going to make the biggest changes? Like, how am I going to like transform this team into something amazing? And like, I just had so much pressure on myself. I did it to myself, but I had talked to Kelsey a lot about it. We worked with each other throughout the season, and she kind of just told me that like from freshman year to now, there's so much change, and that was because of us. Like, I didn't have to have this huge impact on the team, but just like the little changes we made, like made it that much different. So I think that was my biggest challenge, was just like the pressure. But the reward, I think for me, was that I just was never like in national season, I was never like so like proud of what I put out there. And so all I wanted to do was like for everyone to be proud of what they did at nationals, no matter how well we did or how poorly we did, as long as you like were proud of what you did, that's what mattered to me. And so when we all stepped off that stage for both jazz and hip hop and everyone was crying because we were so excited, like that was the biggest thing that like, that's all I could have ever asked for, was everyone was so proud of what they did. And like throughout the season, we had like, I feel like everyone was so close this year. Like, we were all working so hard for what we wanted. Like, I don't know. It was like a picture perfect year. And honestly, that's all I could ask for. So yeah,
I think it's a big testament to the dynamic that we all set out to. Definitely. Like that in itself is a reward. Like, getting to come to practice is a reward. Being able to be on the sideline is a reward. And it's like, when you really break it down and you're truthfully, wholeheartedly enjoying yourself, that's what it's all about. And so I like to say that that's a pretty big reward too.
I think this year too, in terms of national season, like, things were put into place that I don't see them ever taking away. You know, like, we wore slicked back ponytails every single day for practice. We would wake up at 5 a.m., put our hair in a slicked back ponytail, and we would all be wearing it. We bought thousands of dollars of Marley for us to prepare on, for to really just set ourselves up for success. We got a mindset coach. We had our choreographers travel with us. Like, and personally, I don't see them ever taking it away. But I think that's a huge testament to like just the whole like group of five of you guys, to really like leading us as a team, of being like, this is what we want. You guys are all on the same page as us. Like, let's do it all together.
Well, I think what was cool is Kelsey saw what we put out last year and asked us. She's like, what do we need to do? And we just like came up with a bunch of ideas. And what was cool is Kelsey did whatever, like anything possible to help us succeed. Yes. And so I think a huge like thanks goes out to her, because she was willing to do anything for us. And she doesn't have a dance background, and she seriously like made that big, like, a huge difference for us this year. So,
So I want to kind of jump in a little bit to James. If you've listened to our episodes in the past, we've had James on our podcast, but Caitlin and Lexi, I kind of want to turn to you guys just to do a recap of that.
Well, James, so I don't, I'm not going to say I brought James to the team, but I guess the little background story is he's married to his wife named Amanda, and she has two younger sisters, and the youngest one, Allie, she's actually a freshman here at Boise State, but she went to my studio back home since she was like a little girl, and we were on the same team, so I've known them for a long time. And then Amanda had her cute little baby, Aiden, so I got to babysit him last summer, and he kind of just one day walked into the kitchen, and he was like, I know you're on Spirit Squad, like, would you, like, want me to come? And I was like, well, like, I don't know, like, how much you charge and, like, kind of, like, what our coach would think, but, like, I'll totally give you her number and, like, you can talk to her. And he's like, awesome, cool. So I was texting Kelsey and, like, between them, and she loved him, and bing, bang, boom, like, he came and he gave us a very generous offer. But he loves us so much. So, I mean, that's kind of how his process came to, I know, Boise State, but they have their own platform called Be That 1%. So they have a podcast. They have that side of the portion, and then Amanda does her own like women empowerment side. It's called Joyride, so she does that separate as well. So they're all in all just like a great power couple, and I hope to be them one day, but that's my relationship with them. So
yeah. And then I met James my junior year of high school when I was on dance. My coach at the time had knew James through like UNLV and the Rebel Girls, and so she wanted to bring him in to help us with like our national season and just kind of our mindset. So I worked with James for 2 years prior to my time at Boise State, and James really impacted my life in high school. I think I had a really bad attitude when it came to certain things, and he just really helped me change that. He was the first person after I performed like the last routine at high school nationals for NDA. I came off the stage and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to keep dancing after this. And he was the first person that hugged me, and I just kind of like fell into his arms and just started crying, and he just like held me. And he's just like been such an impactful person in my life. And so when Caitlin started babysitting for him, we kind of kept in touch throughout my 4 years at Boise, and he really helped me get in the right mindset for tryouts for mainline, and I ended up making it. And so I owe him a lot when it comes to like my mindset and my motivation. And when I found out he was coming to Boise for our senior year, I was like, wow, you get me for another senior year. So that was really special and a really cool moment for the both of us. But yeah, he's awesome. I have so much appreciation for him for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's another one where I think Kelsey has really, it's impacted her.
Yeah.
Like individually. So it's like, I think that she's really like felt like the investment was helpful for not only our team, but also her as like a coach and a person.
Yeah. She's grown so much as a coach. I grabbed dinner with her the other night and I told her, I was like, Kels, like the growth we've seen in you, not only like ourselves, but I'm like in you as a coach is just incredible and like so inspiring. And I think that's one of the reasons why we did so well this year is because we were all growing together. There was no one like, she wouldn't sit out of those sessions. She would be right in there with us.
Taking notes, had her own notebook.
Yeah, yeah, learning, like talking to James after the session and just kind of like, okay, what can I be doing? Like, what are things I can start implementing? And so I think that's why part of the reason we had so much success this year.
Yeah. So Emmy, I know you recently just got a tattoo.
Yes.
I would love for you to tell everyone the meaning of that tattoo.
I would love to do that. So, I mean, as we all know, being fourth year seniors, our time dancing in the college realm, studio realm is over. And looking back from the last time that we competed hip hop finals, for me, that's a 19-year dance career. Through studio, through high school prom, through high school dance, through mainline. And I have a tattoo on my ankle that reads 11:33. And 11:33 is the time in the morning when we stepped foot on stage for hip hop finals, which was my last time touching the stage. And looking down at my foot, it's just a constant reminder of like where you started, where you came from, how you ended, and like what a way to go out, you know. And so 11:33, that's
That's what's on my ankle forever now.
I love that number too. Like we seriously couldn't have gotten like, I'm kind of like a person who's superstitious.
Oh, me too.
We couldn't have gotten like a better exactly. number. Like 11:33.
I don't think I would have gotten the tattoo if it was like 12:57 yeah. or like something completely random.
Something weird, yeah.
But when we were told the day before we competed, okay, you have to be ready at this time. We warm up at this time and you're going to be on stage at 11:33. That number really stuck with me. And I have three other tattoos. You would never know. They're all hidden. But 11:33 just stood out to me the second that we were told that that's the time that we were competing. And it was right then. I was like, that's a tattoo. 100%. Mm-hmm. That's a tattoo. Mm-hmm. So I got it when we came back to Boise.
I love it.
Thank you.
I remember you sending a picture of it. And I was like, oh, like it's cute. Like, cute time, you know, like honestly, I didn't even know it was a time. I was like, oh, maybe it's a Bible verse. Like, I have no idea, you know.
I got one of those too.
You just like sent it. I'm like, oh, like cute times, cute location. I'm like, I like the font. So I asked you, I'm like, oh, what is it? And you like told me, I was like, oh, like, full body chills. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, that's a good one. That's
thanks,
a way to
guys.
Get me.
Thanks.
That is a good one. I love
it's
tattoos.
It's very symbolic, mm-hmm. very symbolic of everything that I've done around dance my whole life, but also mm-hmm. what I got to accomplish with these four amazing people mm-hmm. and the whole team. And I just feel like it really reads into like my whole dance realm so far.
Mm-hmm. It's so cute. I love tattoos because I feel like they always have a meaning. Steffi, you want to walk us through yours?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I only have two right now, but I plan on getting more. So I have two tulips on my arm because my grandma's flower is tulips, and she actually went through cancer twice and got over it both times. And so it kind of just shows me that I can get through anything, like any hard times that come my way. So that was like, yeah, that was a big one for me. And then on my left bicep is my brother's birthday. He's my best friend, my rock. I love him forever. So, and then I'm getting one on my spine soon. And
oh, yeah. What does it say?
Oh, I'm embarrassing. But it has like some flowers and then it goes down and then it's going to say strength in cursive just because that's like strength is like a really big part of my life now. So yeah. Are we allowed to ask you questions?
Strong girl. Sure. If you want to.
Yeah.
I feel like we talk about a conventional type of interview.
Yeah, please do. We were going to go around and do it.
Oh. Okay. Everyone wants to hear yours, Caitlin.
Oh yeah. Listen to this.
Okay. Your turn.
Well, because Megan and Lexi don't have a tattoo, so I wasn't. Or we can ask them if they want to get a tattoo.
Yeah,
but I have it on my ankle, and I'm a Star Wars nerd. But
she's a Disney adult.
But I actually picked a quote by Yoda, and I actually apply it to my life. And I actually mentioned it. Fun fact: in my interview with all my graduate schools.
Stop! Really?
I did.
I love it.
Because,
okay.
Because it's do or do not. There is no try. And James went over this, so I'm really glad that I could just connect it to James too. But it actually means like you're either gonna succeed or fail in life, but you're gonna learn from your failure to succeed because trying isn't gonna get you where, and like trying isn't enough effort.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I also am gonna get another tattoo this summer, like Stephanie, and it's gonna probably go on my back shoulder, but it's gonna read "I am so proud of you," and
cute.
It's gonna be every word is gonna be a different person's handwriting in my family.
Stop it. That is so freaking cute. Oh my gosh.
So it'll be my four grandparents and my two parents, my parents. But yeah, they've always told me that they're super proud of me and like being a firstborn and like first generation like college student and going to graduate school. So I'm going to get that for them.
Oh, I love
round
that.
Of
you
applause.
Know the ones that it's like every person in your family like draws a heart?
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
Me too.
I think it's so cute. Emmy, you want to tell us about your other ones?
I would love to. The first one I got is an H on my foot, and that stands for the nickname that I have with my sister. And so on International Sister Day before I moved to college, we went and got matching ones on our foot. And then my second tattoo was an umbrella behind my neck, and I actually have that matching with her as well, but also my mom. And the umbrella is symbolic of her parenting motto growing up. Kim Toon, she always said growing up, you have to stay under my umbrella of protection so that you can then take the umbrella and walk through your own storms and like really fight whatever comes your way. And then, you know, the umbrella keeps getting passed down to like who makes an impact on your life. And I have that on the back of my neck with the three of them. And then I have Romans 15, 13 on the inside of my arm. And then 11, 33 on my ankle.
I love it.
Yeah.
Style, do you want one? You don't have any.
I don't have any, but I want one. And I want to get it soon, but I just can't pick what I want. But I want to get it for someone that passed away that was close to me. But so it has to be perfect.
What are you going to do? Flower?
I don't know.
What was her flower? Sunflower?
It was daisy? Well, her favorite flower is a daisy, but we called her our sunflower.
That's right.
So maybe sunflower or daisy.
Do both.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute.
Like a bouquet.
A whole bouquet.
I love that. That's super cute. Alexis?
I don't know. I've thought about it, but I'm just so, like, indecisive that I feel like I would get it and then, like, hate it, like, months later. So that's my only fear, but if I were to get one, it would probably be a cross somewhere or the Bible verse, Psalm 46:5. It says, God is within her, she will not fall.
That's
so
cute.
I just kind of say that to myself constantly, but yeah, one of those two, but honestly, I don't know, maybe not, we'll see.
That's so cute.
Do you want a tattoo?
She has one.
I have idiot. A big question, but we're talking about tattoos.
Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
Where's your tattoo?
On her
finger. It's on my finger.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen
about
it?
That. I have seen it. You and someone are matching. Liz,
my sister.
Right?
Oh. Who?
Isn't there someone on the team who has it too? Or one on their finger?
JoJo and Ash have one on their other hand. Mm. I think it's also on their middle finger though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's their sign. Actually, I think there's this upside down though.
It is. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They showed it. Because I've never seen anyone else with a tattoo on their finger. And then I saw theirs one day and I was like, oh my gosh. And Ash was like, yeah, it's upside down. But I love tattoos and I love asking that question because I feel like you can get to know someone so much, you know, because it's like people, I mean, yes, it happens, but people don't typically just get a tattoo just to do it. Like, I feel like there's always like a meaning behind it at least, you know? So I'm like, oh, I just love it. I feel like you can get to know someone so much better. What was your question?
Well, so you only have one more semester at Boise State.
I do.
And then what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
I want to hear that.
I honestly, like, almost started having an anxiety attack the other day because I was like, oh, my God, am I making a mistake with graduating early? And
no.
Then I was like, nah, I'm fine. It only lasted a couple minutes.
Yeah.
But at first, I was very nervous. And then I was like, oh, I'm done. Retirement sounds so nice. Style and I graduate in December. I'm doing just this next semester, so I'm doing just football season, which I'm so excited about. I mean, if we have like basketball games before I end up graduating, I would be able to cheer a couple basketball games too, hopefully. But oh my God, I don't actually really know. I feel like the closer it gets, the more I'll have clarity in terms of like job or anything like that. Like, career wise I know exactly what I want to do, but how I'm gonna get there, no idea. And what I'm going to do right after I graduate, no idea, because I'm hoping I can just have a job lined up so I can just leave and go to my job. But like, where's that gonna be? No idea. How, what's it gonna be? No idea. It's very, that's very okay. Confusing.
Yeah. It is okay. I didn't know probably till like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah
it's
so confusing because it's like I was talking to Lex about this, and it's like I know exactly what I want to do, right? But every single person in that position, you ask them like, oh, how'd you get there? Everyone has a different story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, great. So like, how am I going to have my own story if I can't even follow someone's story?
Yeah.
Like,
what exactly do you want to be?
I want to be a sideline reporter for, well, I've always said NFL. Recently, I've been thinking I want to do NCAA college football.
Oh,
I've always said NFL though, but that's what I want to do. But it's just very
stepping stones.
It's very hard to like figure out how to get there.
Yeah,
you know,
especially with sports, it's all I'm like learning this right now. Like, it is literally about all who you know and
exactly
who you connect with, because like the opportunities that I'm kind of like pursuing right now literally fell into my lap based off of like people I know, and it's just like so insane.
Yeah.
So that's sports so is kind of kind of crazy, but college athletics is the best.
Yeah,
that's
I know,
what
and that's,
I like want
to
stay in.
That's what I kind of have realized. Like, I've always wanted to do NFL, and then this season I was lucky enough to be the dugout reporter for the softball team, and
so
I really
cool.
realized like how fun like college athletes are, because it's like this is their first time being interviewed, like this is their first time talking to the media, like this isn't their career yet, you know? It's like this is just a sport that they play in college to end up going to professional, but it's like they still have a life outside of their like sport. So yeah. It's super fun, like, talking to college athletes. So, I don't know. We'll see.
There's so much, not saying that pro athletes aren't, but I've just noticed with interviews and stuff, like, college athletes are just so much more, like, grateful.
Yes.
Like, I literally had, I interviewed a girl on the track and field team, and she thanked me for interviewing her. Oh. I was like, no, like, I'm thanking you. Like, you took time out of your day. She was in New Zealand at the time, like, literally woke up early to, like, have me interview her. And she was thanking me, like, just so... So crazy, yeah. But
I did a post-game interview with a freshman like a couple weeks ago, and before they like tossed it to me, she was like, oh my gosh, like I've never done an interview before, like I'm so nervous, like what are you gonna ask me? And like usually you don't tell people what you're gonna ask them, you know, like, but I was like I could just tell how nervous she was because it was her first time doing it, and I was like, honestly, this is so cool that like I get to be the one that interviews her for the first time, you know, and it's like now when she does interviews, like she'll continue to like grow and stuff. I'm like, how cool is that though? Like I was the one who got to do it, you know? So it's really exciting, but that's kind of my plan right now. Thanks for asking.
Of course.
I appreciate it. So moving on just a little bit. This weekend is tryouts.
Ooh, yes.
This will be your first time attending tryouts without actually trying out.
Probably that's correct.
I'm so excited.
That's kind of crazy.
I know.
So first of all, for people coming into tryouts this weekend, what advice would you give them for auditions? I know this is coming out later, but for people maybe who want to try out in the future, what would you give them advice for this weekend? Caitlin, you can go.
Oh, sure. I would just say be yourself, like authentically yourself. I feel like I know a lot of times like some colleges want a certain image or they want you to act a certain way or like be like everyone else. And Boise State is very much not like that at all. We're very inclusive. We have a very diverse group of people. And, like, we just want you to be yourself. And, like, we will accept you for yourself rather than someone, like, who you're trying to be or, like, you're trying to be this image of Bronco Spirit or Ohio State or BYU or someone like that. So just, like, being yourself will get you further, not only, like, trying out in dance, but just, like, in life and in school in general. So I think just being yourself would be your best bet for my, like, my advice.
Style, what do you think?
Well, it's like Kelsey always goes by the motto, I can teach you to be a better dancer, but I can't teach you to be a better person. So going off of what Caitlin said, like be yourself, because if you are a good person, that will show through and you'll already show that you're a good person. And she can teach you things that she needs to be on the team, but you'll already have the aspect that she's looking for of a good human to be on her team and represent Boise State as like the face of the university and be on Bronco Spirit.
Steffi, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I would just say don't be afraid to like talk to teammates, talk to new people that are trying out too, talk to the coaches, talk to the judges. I feel like when I first got here, I only really knew Megan, and so I would only talk to her, and I feel like I didn't really get to know anyone at auditions, but auditions is something you're going to remember for the rest of your life. And so if you like meet everyone and like become friends with people and like show that you are interested in talking to Kelsey and talking to the other coaches, that'll make a huge impact on her and on yourself and like your memories. So,
So as fourth year members of the team, I mean, that's a lot. That 4 years of your life being spent, I mean, it's the best program ever. No doubt about that. But Lex, what would you say advice wise to really sticking it out for the 4 years, making the most out of the 4 years? Like Kelsey always says, you get out what you put in.
Yeah.
So what would you say?
Yeah, I think this kind of goes, I was going to say like advice for tryouts, but I think this kind of goes to like sticking it out is like, don't hold back. Like you always, like I kind of came up with this little slogan this year and I like told the team about it, but Orange Theory has this thing where they say like empty the tank, and it's like there's always something left in your tank, and if you aren't giving your best, like you're not going to succeed in this program. And there's been times where I think like we've all kind of learned that, where it's like Kelsey's right, like you get out of it what you put in. So if you're putting in 100% effort, you're gonna get 100% out of it. And so I would just say, like, don't hold back. There's so many opportunities that this program provides. And, like, truly, I've seen so much success with myself and growth in myself when I know I'm not holding back and I know that I'm giving all my effort into what I'm doing. So I would just kind of say, like, don't hold back. But then at the same time, like, make sure you're building relationships, make sure you're taking care of yourself, because like 4 years is a long time. It flew by, but it's like, it is a long time. And so you have to find those moments to like appreciate what you're doing too. So
what do you think? Would say to not take the fun out of it. You know, at the end of the day, we're all dancers. We all share the same passion. We've all been doing it for a majority of our lives, and we do it because we love it. And to not get in your head about like very easily things that really just kind of come with the initial move to college and changes on the team and learning how to adapt and really make a life for yourself on this team. At the end of the day, you're there to have a fun time and to not really take the fun out of it and let other things take over. Really like setting priorities and boundaries that way to make sure that you're always enjoying yourself. Like, of course, this team came with hardships. It came with challenges, all of which we have overcome because we've been here for 4 years. But I can say that everything that I have been through on this team brought to me in a position where I'm looking back on these 4 years, remembering the happy things, remembering the times where I had the biggest smile on my face and I was having the utmost fun. So like all of it is worth it. When you think you can't do it, remember that you're here to have a good time and you're here to enjoy yourself and have fun, really, at the end of the day. And it sounds so cliche and like maybe it is overused, but I just feel like there's so much substance to it that you can't really just brush over it, because really like having fun is exactly what we got to do for 4 years. So
Do you have anything to add, Caitlin?
I was just gonna say, now that you ask, I'll just say I guess what kept me going is, and this is not to be, this is not rude in any way, but not everyone can be a student athlete.
True. In college. Very true. Yeah.
And I took that as a privilege. Like, you're on the team for a reason. Like, you have friends outside of the team, but they have a very different life than you do. And we, like, get to be on the team and, like, we made it. So, like, just not taking things for granted, like, kind of pushed me through and, like, saying, like, yeah, everyone can be in a sorority or fraternity, or everyone can be in a club, and everyone can go through college, but not everyone gets to be on the blue turf on the sideline. Not everyone gets to travel. Like, not everyone gets to do these things. So, truthfully, I just kind of had that in my mind going through the 4 years, because at the end of the day, it was worth it, and I kind of had a better college experience than probably most people being in a fraternity or sorority or just the average person. Mm-hmm. Not to be that way, but...
No, it's true. That it's very true.
Well, think about it. Yeah. I mean, like, we are some of the few that, like, get to live out this experience.
Absolutely.
So I don't want to be like that, but it kind of kept me going. I was like, well, I get to do these fun things while you're probably at, like, Suds drinking on a Thursday. I don't know.
Steph, Meg, do you have anything to add?
No, I mean, Caitlin's right, for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, being on Spirit Squad at Boise State, because that's the only thing I can relate to, it's, like, such a insane experience. Like, you get to experience football, basketball, and volleyball, but you get to like experience all the best parts about it. Mm-hmm. And like, you make you have like built-in friendships.
Yes, I always call this my sorority.
Yeah, like, it's literally a Spirit Squad sorority. Yeah. Like, I don't know, it's like all the best parts about school and about athletics is like what we get to do. I don't know, it's just like something not many people get the chance to do. And I don't know, you make so many connections, you get so many opportunities. I got to travel to places, we got to bus long bus hours to places and
sleep on the floor
of a bus. Like, I don't know, it's just experiences not many people get to go through, and mm-hmm. it's cool we get to do that.
Mm-hmm. Style anything?
No.
I mean, just, like, it can get overwhelming, because there is times where we do, like, volleyball, basketball, football all at the same time and schoolwork. But you just, like, have to rely on your teammates, because they're going through the same thing, whether they're different majors or they still have, like, their schoolwork. But you have your teammates and your coaches, and they're always on your side, and they're supporting your team as an individual. And they can help you. And if you are overwhelmed, you can talk to them, and they can help you through it. But, I mean, they're right. Like, we get to stand on the sideline. And, like, my favorite times of every single game would be standing center field for a football game, Boise State, side to side. Mm-hmm. Like, because you hear a whole stadium full of people saying, Boise State. Like, no one else gets to stand center field hearing both sides equally like we do. So it's just worth it.
Yes. Well, thank you all five of you for coming on. I seriously appreciate it. Honestly, it's really, really sad because I've never known this team without you guys. So it makes me a little bit depressed. I'm not going to lie to you.
Caitlin's going to start crying.
It's okay. Only 6 more months of me without knowing it without you. So.
We'll be back in the fall. Don't worry.
I'm What's weird is we're all going like somewhere else.
I know.
Like all five of us.
Let's not talk about it.
We'll be like, dispersing. And it's.
Here.
Well, like, but, like no one else is.
We're starting.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy that we've been here for so long and like done what we've done, and now everyone's just going bye bye.
Well, I'll come back though.
Yeah. I know you'll be here, but you unfortunately won't be my teammates.
I know.
It's okay. I'll hold the fort down, girls. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if I show up in the fall in a uniform.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Fifth years.
I have mine in my shadow box.
Show up this weekend with a number on my leg. I'm actually trying out.
I know. It does make me sad, but thank you so much for seriously just being like such great friends, such great teammates. I don't know this team without you guys, so I think I'm going to have to write my own story for us without you, but I appreciate it, and thank you for coming on. I love you guys so much.
Love you.
Thank you, Jenna.
It's been a good 4 years, but thank you, Jenna. Before we go, I do want to kind of update everyone on, I mean, do you want to talk about it, our future of Hold the Mic?
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick? Okay, so we're going to keep doing Hold the Mic. I'm not really sure where I'm going to be, if I'm going to be in a different state or in Idaho.
We're foreshadowing that. We'll talk about that one later.
Yeah, but hopefully we'll have some exciting news soon. But if we're still going to keep doing Hold the Mic, if I am in a different place, I'm going to Zoom call in until Jenna graduates, and then we'll go from there. So we'll still have some more episodes out for you all. We've loved this journey. I'm so glad that we got to end kind of like the school year on this one with some of my favorite people in the world. And so, yeah, we're going to keep doing Hold the Mic. Don't worry. It's not ending anytime soon. I know our parents were like stressed out.
Our parents were like, oh my God. Your dad literally came up to me and he was like, whether Lexi does it or not, I'll still listen every week. It's like, thank you, Pat.
Thanks, Pat. But yeah, so thank you everyone for your constant support. Like we wouldn't be able to keep doing this without it.
But, yes, but that's a wrap. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Go Broncos.
Bye, go Broncos.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to subscribe so you can stay up to date on Hold the Mic.
Be sure to follow our Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook accounts at Hold the Mic Podcast.